Purification of sila or morality or virtue is very important. That is the first thing we need to do. Then the second one is from purification of sila, we move on to purification of citta. Citta means content of consciousness, means when the content went in, then it become a thought. So that is what citta is all about. So the content that went in, there is this mind state within. So mindfulness of the content of consciousness means mindfulness of the sankhara content inside there. You have to be mindful of all the mental volition or chitina within, and all the movement, emotion. That's why sankhara, mental states, they are all there. All the views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, they are the content of consciousness. And all this, you must see them through the silent mind, through mindfulness, through awareness. That's why purification of citta, content of consciousness, is not easy. When the content of consciousness has greed, you must be aware. When the content of consciousness is peaceful, you must be aware. When it's without the evil root, you must also be aware. And when the content of consciousness is of the various mind state, you must develop the awareness of it. So when you are aware, you are sensitive. Then when you are sensitive, you will know whether they are wholesome or unwholesome. That's how mindfulness becomes very important. Without this ability to be aware, to be mindful, you are not sensitive. You cannot cultivate. Even keeping precept is a problem. So all this mindfulness training, when you do it well, it will lead to purification. First is moral conduct, purification of moral conduct, sila visuddhi. Then content of consciousness, citta visuddhi. Then after that, the third one is purification of views. All the wrong view with regards to self, sakkaya ditti. When you develop the understanding of the essential Dhamma, you will understand all this. So purification of view is very important. The three types of spiritual right views: karma niyama, citta niyama, and dhamma niyama. So right view with regards to the law of karma, right view with regards to the law of mind. Then the last one is right view with regards to all the nature's truth, essential dhamma. So you look at the three types of purification, it corresponds to the three types of spiritual right views. The first one, sila visuddhi, or purification of morality or virtue, which is sila, come from the right view in regards to law of karma. Because we understand this law of karma, we need to take care of karma, because karma forms such a great part of our life. Each and every one of us, like the Buddha say under the five daily contemplation, the fifth one, he said, we are all, not only human beings, even living beings, born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of karma. So if you look at this statement of truth, then you will come to realize karma forms such a big component of our life. Almost 100% of our life depend on karma. Because the moment we are born, it is due to our karma, born of our karma. Then we inherit everything that the karmic nature conditions us into. That's why you are born of karma, heir to your karma. Then every moment, every instant, you are conditioned and supported by your karma. Then finally, whatever happened to you, you are what you are because of your karma. So literally, 100% of your life depend on karma. So if you don't take care of karma, what is going to happen to your life? You are going to suffer. You are going to become miserable, severely afflicted. You can never have the good life.